Welcome to another Carlin Loud Sports Show. I'm Robert Loudwell.
I'm Sean Carlin. Robert, you like to go to some interesting sports.
Yes.
I know you went to Harlem Globetrotters earlier this year.
Yes.
And so just recently you went to the ice hockey, America, USA versus Canada. Tell us about that.
Correct. It was held at the Entertainment Centre. It was the second time it's been held in Adelaide. That was held here last year. And we went last year, my wife, Sue, and myself. And the actual the event, the Ice Hockey Classic, this is the fourth year it's been happening. And they also included New Zealand this time. And I went last year. I was in we were in bronze seats. So we were up a little bit, about halfway up at the Entertainment Centre. So we had a good view over it. So this year we decided we'll get ringside seats. So we got silver seats, which were right next to the rink, and you could see the expressions on the faces and everything like that. So
get sprayed by ice?
Almost. Not quite. There was a bit of it sort of come across and hit about two rows in front of me, but no, I avoided it. I didn't need to get the umbrella out.
So they set up the ice rink.
Mm-hmm.
Just were they there for one night, or they?
Yeah, just one day.
Do they travel with that? That's,
yeah, I believe so. And they've got this big a machine that goes on the ice to smooth it out at the breaks and things like that as well. And right in front of us, there's these pipes about they would be about just under a foot wide, two of them, and they're covered in what looks like dry ice. So obviously, that's pumping it in there to keep it cool.
So that's a pretty big setup, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. It's obviously a travelling facility. They must pack it all up and take it to their various venues. I mean, this year they had three dates in New Zealand, but one was cancelled. So they played two there, and it was split. Canada won the first game and USA won the second game. Then it went to Sydney, and the USA won that game. So the Adelaide, and then it was Brisbane after Adelaide. So Adelaide was important for Canada to have a chance of winning the series, whereas USA could win the series. So it was a pretty important clash in Adelaide.
And the calibre of the players, are they retired? Are they older players or are they younger guys? Was it just all male, or were they have female players as well?
But all male, and it was players that play in the National Ice Hockey League in America, Canada and USA, and some of the players, one of the guys actually played in the Stanley Cup final for Washington Nationals. And the interesting thing about this particular guy, his name was Nathan Walker. He was born in Great Britain, but he grew up in Australia, so he's classified as an Australian.
Of course we will.
And anyway, he was the first Australian to play in the National Ice Hockey League, first to score a goal, and the first to be on a Stanley Cup winning team, which is like the premier club in the ice hockey each year.
Now he's back here playing in front of his home crowd.
Yeah, he even participated in one of the breaks. They had kids come out on the ice. He actually participated in that too, to have a bit of fun with the kids, which was good.
And they got a big crowd?
Yeah, 6,000. I thought there was more last year. I thought they had 8,000 to 9,000 last year, so probably not as successful as it was. But quite frankly, the way the atmosphere and the quality of the actual game, the skills, it's well worth the money to go and have a look-see.
And so this year, it was a close game, exciting game?
Well, put it this way, I think I told you last year, USA won 4-2. USA scored the first and the last two goals of the game, and Canada got two in between. And my wife, Sue, came along, and she sort of, before asking me who I supported, she said she's going to support Canada. Now, my wife always says whatever team I support, she sort of tends to follow. But I said to her, I'm going for USA. And we had a bit of banter about that, which was great. And we got a beanie, a USA beanie, and I took a selfie and sent it to the children and had a bit of a joke. And then I got Sue to wear it, and I sent that off, and I said, USA scored the first two goals. I think Susie's changing sides now. And then when Canada got back to make it 2-2, I said, now she switched to Canada. And, of course, USA got the last two. So my message was, poor woman's confused. She doesn't know who to bow it for now. Obviously, she didn't know this was going on.
Being mean to poor Sue. So this year, did Sue go for Canada or USA?
She didn't say anything.
So didn't get a beanie? She's a quick thinker. She learnt from last year.
Yeah, but I think she was barking for the USA because Nathan Walker was playing for the USA team. So, obviously, the whole stadium seemed to be pro-Canada, though.
Yeah, well, do you think there's... Because I think certainly there is a bit of anti-USA stuff, isn't there, with... we don't get into politics, but I think with Donald Trump as president has certainly polarised the population all around the world, including Australia. So we probably think USA is the top dog, and I think Australia, we love an underdog, don't we?
Yep.
And we probably look at Canada, and they are in the Commonwealth with us as well. So,
yet they're very predominantly French-speaking.
Yeah, so I don't know a lot about ice hockey, but I know we've got a few kids at school playing who enjoy their ice hockey. I've been to watch them play a few times down at the Adelaide Ice Arena.
Yes.
I think are we getting ice rink in Elizabeth?
Yeah, I believe so.
Just off the trail. I just thought of that as we were talking.
And they're going to play international games like this at that venue, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because we haven't really had that facility, have we? We've had the ice arena, and I think I remember years ago there was one down at Payne, was there? An ice rink there?
Oh, yeah, there was. I remember skating there myself and not falling over, which I was very proud of.
Well, I've managed to avoid for 50 years never ice skating. So maybe if they do get the ice rink up, Elizabeth, we'll have to go down and you can teach me how to skate.
I've only done it the once and I stayed on my feet, full stop. Now, I've avoided your question about who won, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But I'll answer the question by saying this. The first 5 minutes of the game, Canada was 2-0.
So they came out flying.
Yeah, then they scored the next goal. So we're kind of 15 minutes into the first 20-minute period and Canada 3-0 up, and I'm thinking this is going to be an absolute debacle. Because, you know, I'm backer for the USA, so obviously I'm thinking, oh, no. Just before the end of the period, about 2 minutes, USA score, so 3-1. So there's a little bit of hope there, right? Second quarter starts. Who scores first? Canada.
I was going to say USA. Canada. But so what, 4-1?
4-1.
Not looking good.
Not looking good at all. Then about halfway through that period, USA score a goal. So you're thinking, 4-2. You know, then another goal with about 3-4 minutes left. So, oh, that's good. Then just in the last minute or two, USA get another goal. So after two periods in the three-period game, it's 4-4. Get to the last third.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Three period?
Yeah, three.
So ice hockey's played in three periods, not two halves or four quarters.
Three periods.
Oh, okay.
Three periods.
Why is that?
I dare not ask. That's why I'm very careful not to say the first half or the first quarter because...
Say they'll play for three quarters.
Well, let me finish the story here. In the third and final period, Canada scored two of the first three goals, so they're a goal up. They're 6-5 up, and it's counting down to the last minute. And unbelievably, out of nowhere, USA scored to make it 6-6 with four extra time, and in that five-minute period, USA scored. So USA won.
So they go 7-6. They have an overtime?
They have an overtime.
It's not a penalty shootout?
It wasn't under this circumstance.
I don't know.
It was just they played extra time, so... I suppose if you get footy and soccer and field hockey and all these sports and put them together and divide and conquer, it's three periods plus extra time.
So are you sort of saying that it might have been scripted? They just wanted to make it close for the crowd. I mean, because it's obviously they're here to entertain you and also to build up the sport of ice hockey.
Well, to be completely honest, the first period sort of looked a bit dour and some of the skills probably weren't as good. But I must admit, in the second period when things were a little bit more willing and then there was a collision between a USA and a Canada player and everyone got into it and two of the guys got sent off for a couple of minutes. And then...
The ice hockey without a good...
Yeah,
they seem
a bit
to
of biff.
They get into it, don't they?
And then there was all of a sudden the skills started to come out and they started to become a little bit more fair dinkum. And that was really good to watch. And, of course, the closeness throughout the game after that period kept you on your feet right to the end. So, all in all, good experience, highly recommended. can't wait till they have an ice hockey ring up here and get some fairly good standard ice hockey in Elizabeth.
Well, it'd be great, isn't it? I mean, we've got this. I mean, obviously, in Australia, again, we've got some smaller sports like ice hockey, which, as we know, in some places are huge. So it's good for the sport here, and hopefully we do get the ice rink running up in Elizabeth, and that would be great for the kids and adults playing that sport here.
Well, there goes another Cut and Load sports show. I'm Robert Lade.